Well, Jane had a plan which she hoped would surprise Mr. Ace when they played bridge. She had her bridge instructor call up during the game and advise her by phone how to play the hand. But Mr. Ace wanted the other couple to win for business reasons, so he took the receiver off the hook. The scene now is late afternoon at the Aces. Jane is on the telephone talking to Mr. Ace at his office. Listen.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Jane.
This is Jane.
Mm-hmm. What now, Jane?
Just fine. You know why I lost in bridge last night?
Because you don't know how to play?
No, guess again.
Look, Jane, I'm busy. What is it?
Well, somebody left the receiver off the telephone hook by mistake. That's why.
That was no mistake. I did it.
It certainly was. That was a fly in the oatmeal, because I was expecting... You did.
Yes, it was important we lose last night, so I took the receiver off the hook.
Well, of all you, my own flesh and bones. Oh, there's somebody at the door. I'll speak to you later, dear. Goodbye. Just a minute.
Yes? Oh, what do you want, little boy? Food and shelter.
What?
I want food and shelter, for I am weary from a war with the Indians.
War with... Go home, little boy.
Little boy? God, you know who I am.
No, and I don't care. I haven't got time to... No, no, don't come in. I'm busy.
I'm Daniel Boone.
Well, go home, Danny. I'm busy getting dinner.
Yes, I know. I was on the trail with some red skinned footprints when I caught the sack of liver and onions.
Liver and... Well, how did you know we were having... No, no, now, don't sit down there. Look how dirty you are. How'd you get all that mud on you?
That's blood.
Yes, I know, and you ought to be... Blood? What did you say?
1,000 redskins have bit the dust since early this morning. They came at me from behind trees. I picked them off one at a time. They surrounded me and sneaked up behind me. And some of them were brave enough to meet me hand to hand. And I had to stop them with my trusty tummy hook.
I bet you've been fighting.
What else have we got besides liver and onions?
Oh, where do you live? Why don't you go home? Your mother sure gone. Where do you live?
I pitched my tent under the stars.
What? I asked you where you live. Where's your mother?
Boomer, yes.
Where's your home?
My home is under the stars.
Well, you go back there. Under the stars? Well, sure, everybody's home is, especially at night. And it's getting dark. Now, hurry up and go home before it gets too late. What do your mother think? Does she know where you are?
No.
No what? Is that a way to talk to a lady? Know what, Danny?
No, she don't know where I am.
Well, she's going to be worried. You better hurry and go home.
I'm never going back there.
Never going back? Why?
Because.
Because why?
Just because, that's all.
Well, what happened?
Oh, my mother doesn't understand me.
Well, I don't either. I don't know what... Is she with you? Well, did she? She did, huh? Did she, Danny? What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
Oh, don't be childish. That's why I can't stand. That's why I'm not going back there. They treat me like... Oh, well, they don't understand me.
What do you mean, they? Your father, too?
Yes.
Oh, did he whip you, too?
They'll be sorry.
Well, what are they whipping for?
Oh, they don't understand me.
Oh, do they whip you all the time? You must have done something. What was it?
I didn't do anything.
They whip you for nothing?
I'm not going back there.
Well, where are you going? You have to sleep someplace.
Oh, I'll sleep on the trail.
Where?
Out under the stars, with my trusty tummy hook at my side.
With who?
With my tummy hook. This.
Where'd you get that ruler?
At that tummy hook.
That ruler?
Yes.
No wonder your mother doesn't understand you. But you can't sleep outside by yourself. Aren't you afraid?
No, I'm not afraid. I'm just hungry.
Well, you better go home, Danny.
I'm never going back there. What do you got besides liver and onions?
Some soup and some peach shortcake.
Peach shortcake? Oh, boy, you got
it. Oh, you want some, do you? Well, if I give you some, will you go back home right after you finish eating?
Which home?
Your home.
Yes, I'll go back to my home.
No, that's the way to talk, Danny. All right, you come with me, and we'll go out in the kitchen, and I'll give you a nice big slice of cake. Come on, right through here.
I'm coming
in here. There it is.
Ooh. That's a big one, isn't it?
Never say isn't. No, that was right. I thought you said ain't. Oh, wait now. You can't eat it like that. You have to wash your hands first.
Oh, no. That wasn't in the bargain.
What?
You said you'd give me some if I went to my home. You didn't say anything about washing my hands.
Well, what's that got to do with it? You can't eat this cake with all that dirt on your hands. Come on now. Right here. Come here. Put your hands under here.
Oh, you don't understand me either.
Go ahead now. Wash and clean. Here, you can wipe them on here, and I'll cut you a nice big slice. Hurry up. Use that soap.
Oh, no. that's going too far. I won't use any soap.
But you have to use soap.
Not the claw.
Oh, no, it's not. You're just as dirty as they were before.
I mean, it's all up without washing.
All right, then. You can't have any cake.
I don't care. We need God.
And it's nice cake, too.
Look.
Yum, yum.
I don't care.
Yum, yum. Doesn't that make you hungry when I say yum, yum?
I was hungry before.
Oh, that's right. Why don't you wash your hands, Danny, and then you can have a nice slice. Look, I'll give you all this. Look, this great big piece and this whipped cream, too.
Well.
That's it. Now go ahead, hurry and wash and eat your cake, and you better hurry home. It's getting dark. It gets dark early these days. Now use the soap.
Oh, all right.
That's right. I'm ashamed of you not wanting to wash your hands with soap. What does your mother say when you don't want to wash your hands with soap?
My mother doesn't understand me.
Well, I don't blame her. You're the hardest person to... Are you through already? Let me see.
I'm through.
Well, don't wipe it on your clothes. Here, take this towel.
Oh, a towel, too.
Well, sure, a towel. You have to dry them. Now, I'll put this on a plate, and you can sit right here and eat it.
Don't forget the whipped cream.
I won't. You like heat shortcake? Did your mother ever make it? I bet she's worried about you. How long since you've been home?
I've been out on the trail since this morning.
Since this morning? Didn't you go to school?
I'm never going back there.
Not going back to school, are you?
No.
Well, Danny, you have to go to school. Now, sit down here. That's it. Use that fork. That's right. Why aren't you going back to school?
Oh, my teacher doesn't understand me.
Your teacher, too?
No. No way, but...
Well, I do, don't I?
Oh, pretty good. Say, I like to camp here.
Camp here? What do you mean?
Can I pick my tent here tonight?
A camp? What are you talking about?
I want to sleep here tonight.
Now, you said you were going home when you finished the cake.
I said my home.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Now, you have to go right straight home, back to your mother.
That's not my home anymore. I'm never going back there.
But you said... Oh, so you tricked me into giving you some cake.
Can I stay here?
Stay here? Well, I should stay now.
What? You understand me better than most anybody.
Oh, no, my husband wouldn't stand for it.
You don't have to know.
But he'll see you here and he'll start asking me questions.
You don't have to see me. I can hide.
Hide? Hide where? You can't.
How about the basement?
In the basement?
Yes. I can pitch my tent down there. Oh, my cookie, come and look at my side.
Oh, I couldn't let you sleep in the basement. You've got to go home. I'm going to call your mother. What's her name?
I'm never going back there. If you don't let me pitch my tent here, I'll sleep out under the stars.
Oh, but you can't do that. And you can't sleep in the basement. It's awfully dark down there. I'm even afraid to go down there when it's light, much less...
I'm not afraid of anything. I captured two tigers today.
Tigers? Danny, you know what happens to little boys that tell lies.
I guess so.
There are no tigers around here. Where did you find tigers?
In people's yards. I captured two of them today.
Tigers in yours, and you caught them? A little boy like you?
I'm Daniel Boone.
Boone, that's it. That's your name. I'm going to call up your mother. I'm going to look up her name in the telephone book. Where do you live? Where are you going, Danny? Come back here.
If you won't let me pick my tent here, I'm going away.
Where? You have to go back home.
I'm never going back there. If you won't let me stay in your basement...
Well, why don't I tell my husband? He won't like it.
Don't tell him anything. He won't hear me. I wear my moccasins. Where is the basement?
Oh, it's downstairs. But you ought to go home.
I won't.
Well, I can't let you sleep outside. And I know Mr. Ace won't like it. He'll make you go home.
Well, I won't go home. I'm never going back there.
Well, if he comes home and finds you here, he'll make you go.
You think? I'll be very quiet. I won't come out until he goes to work tomorrow. Does he go to work?
He goes to the office.
Then I can come up and have my breakfast. And no cereal either.
No cereal? Why, Danny, you have to eat cereal in the morning.
Oh, nobody understands me.
Oh, I'm getting tired of you saying that. I understand you. You just don't want to do anything you have to. That's what's
matter. Where's the steps to the basement? I'm going down. Start around.
Oh, wait. Don't go. I'll show you. Oh, I hate to do this. I know he'll be awfully mad when he finds out.
He won't find out. Give me another piece of cake to take with me.
No, no more. You'll get sick if you eat too much cake. And I'm not going to have a sick boy in my basement.
Please.
Well, now that's better. If you say please. Here. No, I'll leave it on the plate. Now come with me.
I'll eat this after I shut her out.
It's right down here. Oh, it's dark there.
Haven't you got any lights?
Yeah, but it's a small one. I'll put it on. There.
Gee, this is clean.
Well, follow me down.
No, I'll leave the way. Let me get my second cover here. Here, you hold this plate.
Be careful of the step.
There's
a cot down here if you want to sleep on it, but it gets cold. Don't you want to go home, Danny?
I thought I heard the howl of the wolf.
Oh, now stop that. Danny Boone, if you think...
Hey, this is cool.
Oh, isn't it cold for you here? Now, here, take this quilt. Oh, I know this isn't the right thing to do. Why don't you go home?
This is cool.
What am I going to I do about the light? I can't leave that on all night. Our bills have been so hot.
Oh, my eyes like a cat. I can see better in the dark.
Oh, now, don't talk like that. You're making me nervous. Well, that must be Miss Lindsay. He's home already. Now, if you make any noise, he finds you here.
He'll find us.
Well, I better go. Now, you be quiet, Danny. I will. Just a minute. Oh, I thought it was you, Gil.
Yeah, did you hear me? Where were you?
Oh, no. It's nice you two happened to come home together.
We didn't. We got let up the street away. I was walking home from the station, and I ran into your husband here, standing around gazing at a crowd.
A crowd? What crowd?
Oh, a bunch of people up there excited about nothing, I guess.
About nothing? Did you see those policemen and those radio cars and that hysterical woman? Who is she? Isn't she the wife of...
I think she's Mrs. Jeffries. The man trying to calm her was Lou Jeffries, I know.
Well, what was the man?
Oh, shrieking and hollering, calling out the whole police for it because their offspring hadn't shown up for dinner.
Well, you can't blame a mother for being excited if her boy has disappeared. Boy disappeared? Did you say her boy disappeared?
Yes. Why? What's the matter?
Well, what's his name, did you say?
Jeffries. The boy's name, I tell you from the mother's shrieks, is Waldemar Jeffries.
Waldemar Jeffries? Are you sure?
Yes.
Why, do you know something about him?
No, I thought... No, I don't know anybody by that name. You sure that was the name of the boy?
Well, be sure. Now, let's not stand around talking.
Well, for a minute, Jane thought she could supply the missing boy, but the only missing boy he knows is a boy who says his name is Daniel Boone. We learn more about his strange disappearance when next we meet the Easy Aces.